All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I got a few things to take care of here. I want to start off by saying thanks to Creative Energy for sponsoring this part of the show. Creative Energy is where I'm going to get my hot tub from. So exciting to just go in there and try everything out. They've even got special rooms where there's ones that are filled and you can see like all the different styles. It's just amazing. I'm so excited for my hot tub to arrive. You can do the same. Start your year off with wellness and relaxation and awesomeness, all from Creative Energy. Now, one-day tickets for Bottle Rock. Everyone's like, Bottle Rock? I want Bottle Rock tickets. Well, we've got three-day passes. They're like general admission passes. We're doing them all week. If you listen at 9, noon, 5, we'll have keywords. You can get three-day passes. If you're going to go try and buy some tickets, starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., the one-day ticket lineups are there. Those are out now, and so you can get the one-day tickets. So here we go. Vinny, this is, I know you want to go to Green Day.
Yep.
That's Friday, May 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Green Day,
good to know.
Sublime, Public Enemy, E40, and a million others.
That's a good day.
It's a great day.
I will be there.
Saturday, May 24th, Justin Timberlake, Benson Boone, Ice Cube, Four Non-Blondes, G-Love, Kate Hudson.
Oh, my God.
Kate Hudson's on one of the stages.
I would love to see Ice Cube.
I've seen him once.
And?
Amazing. It was a Lollapalooza, too. And nobody really, it was when he first came out as a solo artist, and nobody really knew who he was. And he comes out with that F.U. Ice Cube, and the whole crowd starts going crazy, and he had him in his hand after that. He's very good.
He did that thing during the World Series where he was on the field and did a couple, like a, what do they call that, a medley?
Yeah.
Of a couple of his songs, and it was so great. And I thought, this is going to be amazing, because it was L.A. versus New
right.
York.
Oh, right, and then you were hoping that they...
And then Fat Joe comes out and just bombed for New York. That was...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even our guy, Justin, who's from New York, was like, yeah, they could have picked Jadakiss or anybody else. Fat Joe bombed. Mm. It was terrible. But Ice Cube.
You're going to love him.
I bet.
Well, that's the Saturday lineup.
Okay.
So, again, we're doing the single-day lineups. Sunday is, this is Sunday the 25th of May. Noah Kahan, Cage the Element, the Elephant.
They're good.
And Flo Rida are the main ones. In each of these days, there's 50 different bands playing.
You just said Kate Hudson's on Saturday.
I know, Kate Hudson. So, once again, one-day tickets are on sale tomorrow, January 16th, 10 a.m. So, if you're like, I got to go see Kate Hudson, well, you need a ticket for Saturday. So Friday, May 23rd, this is Bottle Rock 2025, Green Day, Sublime, Public Enemy, E40. They're all playing on Friday. On Saturday, Justin Timberlake, Benson Boone, Ice Cube, Four Non-Blondes, G-Love, Kate Hudson. Weirdly, I'll go if I'm there on that day. I'm going to walk over and check her out. Sunday, May 25th, Noah Kahan, Cage the Elephant, Flo Rida. And a million more.
Yesterday,
when
we were talking about this, we were talking about Four Non-Blondes for a few minutes because the band's back together and they're going to do Bottle Rock. Mm-hmm. And my friend wrote me and said, the entire Four Non-Blondes album is really good, as well as her two solo albums.
I'm sure they are. That's the only song I know. I can't think of one other song. So were there just no other hits?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's saying he's not only listened to that whole album, but her solo albums, and they're great.
Well, he's
they
a fan.
Should be. She's a songwriter for many very successful artists. Right. You'd think that she's capable.
Yeah, you would. Well, she's definitely, those are those anthemic hooks. Like to hear that she wrote Beautiful, that Christina Aguilera song, that's a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God. So good. Where am I at here? Okay.
Trashing me?
I'm about to. I'll get this all over you. Stand back. It's coming at you. Coming at you. I'm trying to get John to hurry up and finish Squid Game season one.
Hurry up.
Hurry up, John. Hurry up. He is, I think he's only like two episodes in.
Oh, he's got to hurry.
I know.
Is that what he's doing Friday instead of going shooting with me?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear about this. John canceled for a Friday shooting.
Yeah, he said he's busy. I'm asking you, as his foreperson.
I don't know. I'll ask. I'm going to find. I'll get to the bottom of that. I'll get to the bottom of that. That's really weird that he would say yes to something and then back out.
No, he never said yes to it. He was just on the email thing, and then he just, kind of last.
So you're a little nervous about just hanging with Pat by yourself? So you don't know Pat well enough?
I know Pat. You know, we've known each other a long time, but...
Would it just be the two of you if John doesn't go?
It's really intense sometimes, Pat does.
Yeah, and he is intense.
Yeah.
I love Pat.
Yeah, he's great.
You're going to love Pat.
I'm sure. We're going to, but we're all going to go shooting at some point. So
you're going to back out.
I'm taking the city boys, teach them how to shoot proper.
Like only West Virginians can. Hold on. I got to get a Kleenex.
Oh boy.
You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. All right.
So you had invited a bunch of people to come shooting with you.
It was actually Pat did. He sent a text to John and I and invited the three of us to go shooting.
Oh. Did you guys talk about it at the New Year's Eve party or something?
Yeah. He was telling me he'd gotten a gun and I was giving him some advice what kind of gun. And
he is a guy who could have a gun.
He's a nice man. I'm not saying he's not a nice man, but I don't know. You just think about these individual people, you know, some of the dumb things they've done in their lives. And then you go, really? That guy's got a gun? That seems like not a great idea.
You know what? I would like to just say normally, not always, and we've heard enough stories for sure.
Yeah.
But normally, just picking up a gun is enough. There's enough weight and heft and sort of
gravity.
Yes, that you do respect. You should respect that almost immediately. Like you really do.
I did it. And then I went, I can't have this.
Right?
I started dreaming about this.
Yeah.
Like right in my face. Like, oh my God.
I mean, it helps if you grow up. I mean, I grew up with them. I got my first gun when I was like 6 years old, you know?
Oh, so when you were six? Jesus, West Virginia, you got to
like a little pop gun. And then I got a BB gun when I was 10.
Maddie, go get dinner. Okay, Dad.
I saw some red squirrels. They're so pretty.
When did you first bring home meat for dinner?
Yeah, when did you first provide meat for your family?
I think I was probably 12 years old and when I was allowed to go out with my shotgun and go squirrel hunting.
And brought it home.
I was kidding about the squirrels. Just for the record, I did not know that was going to be a squirrel murder story.
Yeah.
But is the true first time you brought home meat to the family, did you grab some roadkill?
No.
But you guys did eat that.
I've had roadkill. Yes. Yeah. We never gathered it, but neighbors did and brought over.
And we've got a deer on the side.
Yeah,
of the
we
road
got a deer. Do you guys want some steaks or something? Yeah. So yeah.
That's just. How did we get on this?
I have no idea.
John's not going to watch. He hasn't watched Squid Game. And he might have to watch it all day on Friday because that's what he's doing instead of going shooting with you.
Also, you said, I got to blow my nose. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
That is true.
I went, all right, well, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Sometimes my nose just lets go. I don't know if there's some specific thing happening right now allergy-wise, but I am, I'm waking up at night and I'm just...
I've been very snotty as well.
Drooly nose. Oy. What is going on? Hi, it's Hump Day, and we're going to talk about Squid Game 2, which is season 2.
Watched it all.
And?
Loved it.
Really?
Loved it.
How do you rank it against the first season?
Well, it's not, the first season, you're real like, oh my goodness.
Right. It's surprising and crazy.
But there's some new games.
Oh, good. Well,
and they're very good. And there is one game in particular that, I wanted to jump out of my skin. I was so nervous watching them do the game.
Don't even tell me. Just don't. Do
it's
not
like
even
a relay.
Tell me.
Let me just
okay.
tell you that.
Yeah,
it's
I don't want to know.
And you're just on the edge of your seat the entire time. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen, and there's good new characters and good twists on the game. Like they definitely, it's like the first one. The first episode, you kind of got to, let it percolate, get ready, and so you know where they're going with everything. There's some good subplots, but I enjoyed it immensely.
All right. Write John. When you write John to say, okay, you're off the hook for the shooting, tell him to get on season one. I can't wait to watch it. Squid Game 2 has now become Netflix's third most watched season of anything ever. Squid Game, the first season of Squid Game is the number one most watched thing on Netflix. Wednesday is the second most. The first season of Wednesday, Bridgerton also was big for them. They have Stranger Things is huge for Netflix. So for this to shoot up past all those things and hit number three, Squid Game season two isn't the third most watched season ever.
I'm actually looking forward to the next season of Wednesday.
Oh, me too.
Oh, as you mentioned it. Yeah. I'm actually looking forward
to it. I want to say that's not far off.
It shouldn't be. They finished shooting. So they're in post-production or whatever you call it.
I don't. You know what? I'll look and see if I can find a date later. 152.5 million total views for the second installment of Squid Game. The third most watched ever. The season, for an entire season. Anyway, it's huge for them. If you're not already watching it, then think on it. Oh, I will say, Squid Game really isn't for everyone. It is absolutely brutal. There's really nothing funny about it. It's just, it's very...
Oh, there's funny moments.
I mean, are there? The voiceover's pretty funny.
Don't watch the voiceover. Watch it in Korean. It's much better to read the subtitles.
I don't like... Then I feel like I'm missing the visuals. I'm sitting there reading stuff. Plus, I really like that one lady. That's the
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a surprise hit in part because you have to get through that beginning where you just hate the guy. He's despicable.
Yeah.
And you really do. Like, that's the sign of good writing and good acting is when you fall for it.
You're watching
like,
him screw
this guy
over
is
his
such
kid.
Yuck.
Yeah.
This guy.
Not redeemable.
And then you start to see that there's, you know, some layers to this, and he does become someone you're kind of rooting for by the end.
Yeah.
Weird. Good.
They manipulated us.
Well, it's good.
In a way, it kind of reminds me of, you remember that movie Parasite, which is like another
Korean movie?
It's
another perfect
example
of that.
You are like, these people are all awful. They're just all grifters. Just,
I was 1 minute from turning it off when they finally expose what's going on, and you go, oh, well, that's quite a...
Well, I'm going to just settle back.
Let me just see what's happening here.
Right. It turns into a complete... It takes a... Freaking just a left turn. You're all, what is what? So good. Really good. Okay, moving on. Here we go. Mr. Beast, that guy. I don't even know this guy, but he's big on YouTube. He's got Mr. Beast bars. He's all teamed up with the Jake Pauls of the world, and everybody loves him. And I don't know. He's made of money, though. He's like the richest guy over on YouTube. He is in talks to become a part owner of TikTok if the company is sold. There's a lot about TikTok out today. I was looking at Snoop Dogg's Instagram, and he's got a rest in peace, you know, with the birth and death dates. Like, everybody is thinking that this is imminent. Because I think, did you say it's Saturday?
Yeah, it's about to happen. It's about to turn off.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't mean someone can't turn it back on.
Right.
But, you know... There are a lot of people who are going to be looking at their phones going, I spent hours a day on that site.
Maybe they'll all of a sudden wake up and go, oh my God, I'm free.
I can go talk to people and interact.
People hate that. Then no one wants to do that. Mr. Beast is one of social media's biggest stars and is looking to become a part owner in one of the world's most popular social media platforms, if not the most popular. It's the one. Oh my God. I'm looking at a picture of Mr. Beast standing next to, remember we were just talking about how Floyd Mayweather just has bags of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much money this is in this photo, but he's just like outside next to a, maybe like a golden grand piano that the whole entire top of it is stacked. It's got to be, I don't know, 50 stacks tall, 50 stacks deep. It's got to be at least $1 million.
He's currently doing this Mr. Beast guy.
Yeah.
Who you look at the picture and go, no.
That guy? Mr. Dork is more like
dweeb.
It.
Dweeb. Whatever. But, okay, so he's very successful. He's built himself quite the presence online, and that's fine and all good. Like, good for him. His game show is successful.
What's his game show?
I think it's called Mr. Beast Games, but let me look it up.
And is it
Beast Games? I think
it's Beast Games.
Beast Games. Yeah.
And where? So is that what started all this, or was he just a guy on YouTube?
That's new.
Okay,
he was an early, you know, YouTuber. Did real well. Did a lot of video, like also then started doing instructional videos. Like, here's how you get more followers on YouTube. Here's how you do all this stuff. Guess what his net worth is?
$1 billion.
No, $25 million.
He's worth $500 million.
Oh, my God. Well, you win. You're closer.
So Beast Games is on Prime. And I've actually seen on Prime, I actually caught my kid pulling what kids pull. We told them no more YouTube.
Right.
But a few of the YouTube stars have moved over to, and they have shows on Amazon Prime. So she's just watching YouTube on Prime and calling it not YouTube.
This is Amazon Prime.
All right, you got me there. Now you don't get
So a couple days ago, Mr. Beast wrote, okay, fine, I'll buy TikTok so it doesn't get banned. 3 hours later, he says, or however long, he says, unironically, I've had so many billionaires reach out to me since I tweeted this. Let's see if we can pull it off. So he's looking to do this. I don't know how that would look or how they could make that happen, but he's saying that he's teaming up with a bunch of different people.
So many billionaires are hitting me up. They're in my DMs, everyone.
Right.
Whatever.
How many billionaires are there?
I don't know.
That's actually a good point. So many billionaires have reached out to me, like all of them. There's like 11. I mean, obviously that's the new millionaire. When we were kids, if you were a millionaire, it was like, oh my God, that guy's a millionaire. He's rich and famous and everybody knows him. And
how many, honestly, billionaires do you believe could have possibly gotten into Mr. Beast's DMs and written him, hey, count me in?
Before you answer,
okay,
let's do another little quiz.
Oh, all right.
How many billionaires are there in the world right now? Vinny, you go first this time.
I'm going to say there are 500.
I'm going to say there's 5,000.
You're both off. It's 2,781.
Oh.
Right down the middle.
Yeah. 2,781 billionaires in the world.
Their total net worth is $14.2 trillion.
Yeah, I know.
And there's only $15 trillion in the whole world. They own all the money.
People holding all the money.
All
that sucks.
The money.
I mean,
holy
this
crap.
Is like budgets for nations that these people have.
Like they can make a dent in the national debt. Actually, they could pay it off, right? What is our national debt right now?
They don't
now?
Pay taxes.
I remember when it was. I know you're right. What am I?
Silly you.
What am I talking about? Anyway, Mr. Beast in talks to become part owner of TikTok if the company does get sold. I mean, that's part of the problem. Is I don't think that ByteDance wants to sell it, right? Do they?
They didn't want to, but they don't want to be out of business either.
Right. So that's Americans spending all our time there. Brooke Shields has been in the news the last few days, and we've had some combos about her. She put a new book out yesterday. It's called Brooke Shields Is Not Allowed to Get Old, Thoughts on Aging as a Woman. And I have a new excerpt from it, and she's talking about how much help she needs in the bedroom at her age. She's 59, and she's like, I struggle with vaginal dryness and a diminishing sex drive. I'm using all medical terms here.
Okay.
Brooke Shields Is Not Allowed to Get Old, Thoughts on Aging as a Woman. Brand new book.
If you're younger and you don't know, and she wasn't one of my heartthrobs, but at one time, Brooke Shields was one of the hot models, like really big.
She was.
I don't know if she ever qualified as supermodel, but yeah.
She was an actress. I mean, she was at 15 years old. I think she was in wasn't it called Pretty Baby?
Oh yeah. That one was, yeah, that's a weird one.
That is a weird one. 'Cause she's 15.
It's a good movie though. But
and then she
really
was
weird.
In The Blue Lagoon. She's 16. I think she's showing her boobs in that one.
Well, but somebody's mom said, yeah, she can do that.
Sure. Brooke Shields' mom was like,
and then the jeans ads. Right. Oh, yeah. Was, big.
Was it Calvin Sassoon. Klein, Sassoon,
or
Jordache?
Was it Vanderbilt?
Hold on.
I don't know. One of them though. Could have been Gloria Vanderbilt.
I want to say it was Sassoon, but I could be.
I think might have been Calvin Klein or Jordache or something.
All right. Take a firm guess, each one of you.
I'm going to go Calvin Klein.
Me too.
It was Calvin Klein and Jordache.
Oh, and Jordache. Oh. Yeah. Really? I'm surprised.
But the controversial one was Calvin Klein.
Right. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins. And by the way, I'm 15. Hot.
Anyway, just to give you some background, she was.
Yeah, smoking hot for a while.
Yep.
And underage. And you could purr freely because there she was topless. Maybe she's part of the reason why everyone was like, this feels wrong. I got a 15-year-old right here.
Crunch.
Yikes. So, Brooke Shields is saying that at age 59, which is mature for a woman, I'm going to say she's at least beginning menopause if she hasn't already gone through. She's struggling with vaginal dryness and a diminishing sex drive. And she says, for me to fully enjoy sex at this point, I need everything. I need my lotions and potions, the right sleepwear. Maybe calling it sleepwear is contributing to the problem. It's her. She also requires a special pillow and, quote, maybe a tequila so I can relax. Even with all that, she says she sometimes pretends to be asleep when she knows her husband, Chris, is in the mood. She says, that has nothing to do with Chris. He's hot. Her doctor was talking to her about this, and she says she told her doctor that she's fine with her diminishing sex drive, and he lectured her on the importance of physical intimacy in a relationship. He even suggested testosterone, saying, you might get a few more whiskers. That's what tweezers are for. And she says, for now, I'm counting on the old, the more you have it, the more you'll enjoy it approach. She's not saying that she's committing to the testosterone. But anyway, she's laying it out there in this book.
Over the years, we've had conversations, especially during the Secret Show, with about all different kinds of stuff. And I do understand that, for example, you talk about it quite a bit, that you have, you're less than excited by it these days. But I like your approach, which is you do understand it's important to a man to feel connected to their partner.
Yes.
And that is one of the ways we feel connected.
Right.
And when you are...
John's so happy when I'm putting out all the time.
Of course. And when you're...
Do anything for me.
Feigning sleep, you know, like there. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll give you that, you know, for 29 out of 30 days a month, but at some point, please roll over and do me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's really, it's, her doctor's right. It's important in a marriage.
It is.
You can absolutely say, I don't want to be married anymore.
And that's also fine.
100%.
Right.
You should absolutely say that if that's where you're at.
But you have made the point, and I think it's really important. Like, you have said for years now. Like, and I think it's been since you were got married and the faucet turned off. Like, you are that person's sex life.
Yes.
And if you want to continue to be that, you actually have to be part of it.
I definitely feel like you should, if you don't want to do somebody and you're married to them, set them free.
Right.
Because they would love to be in a partnership where that's still active and joyful.
Right.
Set them free.
Yep. And it works both ways, because we've definitely heard from women who were like, I'm trying. I'm willing to do whatever I want to. I'm into it. And he's all, oh, time for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and talking to your doctor can be a thing. Like, it can be a legitimate thing that you are low in.
Back to Brooke, though. Good on you for talking about all this stuff, because you've got us talking about it, and more people talk, the better in the end. Even if it's, you know what I want to do? Leave.
Yeah.
Okay, leave. I'll go find somebody who wants to do me.
You know, we actually spend a lot. I'm looking at my next story, which I'm not going to have time to do. So I think I'm going to move it, but I want to tease you with it. I have some weird information about the Justin Baldoni situation. A new wrinkle in this whole thing. It's not going to solve any of the problems or even solve the mystery, but there's some weirdness here. And I will talk to you about it. I'll give it to you in the 9 o'clock hour. Okay. So about a half an hour or so. What do you got coming up then?
Fast facts, trends you're going to regret, and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen at 9.05, just a few minutes from now, for your chance to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Come ride and experience San Francisco Zoo's popular historic... Hold on.
Oh, my. Get that out of there. Come on now. I really need to hear what I'm going to go ride on at the San Francisco Zoo.
Come ride and experience San Francisco Zoo's popular historic little puffer miniature steam train.
Oh. Like, it's actually, they call it a little puffer because it's actually putting a bunch of steam up into the air. That's amazing.
It's returned to service and now runs on an expanded track around Bear Country with lake views and more. For tickets and information, visit sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. All aboard!
That's, you know, when my kids were little, we used to go to the zoo all the time. And that was the one thing that my younger son, he was like, the train, get me there, get me on it. Mm. I never want to get off.
I told you, my sisters and her husband both retired from the Navy. And they wanted just some part-time jobs, so they're working at the zoo. He's the train guy. He gets to drive the train.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He loves that. I'm like, don't you get sick of it? He's like, nah, it's always fun. Kids are so happy. Yeah, the kids are always so excited. And yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What train did I ride on in the East Bay?
Up along the ridge?
There's another place that has a train, and I don't mean to be cutting into SF Zoo's train ride, but I rode one there on a date with some lady one time.
Was there also somewhere around there's a carousel and then there's like
so.
some ponies or something?
Yeah, what is that?
It's Tilden Park, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's golf, Tilden.
Golf
Tilden
course
Tilden.
There?
Yeah.
Oh.
So up way up the top of the ridge.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
It is neat.
Yeah.
I've done that one. I didn't do, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Go to the
kids
zoo.
Love trains. Oh my God.
SFZoo.org.
.org.
Okay. I should first say this. It looks beautiful out. It was cold early.
Yeah. Sure
but
does.
But sunny in 60s.
Breezy.
When will it rain? You tell me.
Oh God, please rain soon. I'm actually starting to get a little beclumped about it. I just, especially because of the fires, you know? I'm just like, oh my God, keep the rain. Don't turn off the faucets yet.
It's early January. In the forecast, it's just sun.
I know.
Okay, so here's a couple things.
All right.
These are fast facts for you. We're going to begin with.
Fast facts.
There is no federal law banning the creation of fake images of people.
That's going to change soon.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's one of those, you know, well,
no,
I mean,
federal law.
Brad Pitt finds himself being, you know, used as a tool. Yeah.
Well, you know, originally that was a picture of Maddie. And we'll see if you can see the difference. We put them up side by side on the Facebook page. Originally, that was a picture of Maddie, and then somebody photoshopped Brad Pitt's face on it.
Right.
They wanted to ugly that thing up.
I don't care for that picture.
Why?
Well,
it looks great.
I look like I got a double chin in it. I don't like that.
It's fantastic. It looks like at least a triple chin. Stop it.
If you go to Facebook, our page, it's up.
It's right
side
there
by
the
side.
Top. Yeah.
Who's better looking?
Thank you, Edwin Koo.
It's a good picture, and nobody's going to notice it. Now, I definitely have had those. You ever sitting with your kid on the couch, and you're just get like, oh, we're so cuddly and cute. I'm gonna grab a selfie real quick, and then you realize the way you're sitting, you've just Jabba the Hutted your whole neck.
My neck is puddled around my shoulders,
and I go, well, this is never gonna be delete.
Wouldn't want that to get it to escape captivity.
I don't want anyone remembering me that way. That's for darn sure. Anyway, here's your next one.
I'm ready.
There are more public libraries in the United States than McDonald's.
Oh.
We've got approximately 16,500 public libraries and less than 14,000 McDonald's.
That is actually great news.
It's encouraging.
But the last time I was at the library, not a lot of people there.
Listen to this.
I'm ready for it.
Many deaf people with schizophrenia don't hear voices in their head. They see a pair of disembodied hands signing in their mind.
Oh. How strange. What a thing to think of.
It's shocking, isn't it?
It is.
I'll read it again. Many deaf people with schizophrenia don't hear voices in their head. Some see a pair of disembodied hands signing in their mind.
Hmm. Are there so many people who are deaf with schizophrenia that this is a thing?
There must be. Worldwide?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What a strange, ponderous thing.
Dalmatians
became
firehouse dogs in the 1800s because the fire engines were pulled by horses, and Dalmatians got along with horses better than any other breed.
Is that so?
That's why the Dalmatian is the firehouse dog.
Wow, and they're such... wacky dogs.
They're wacky dogs. They are. You know, my black lab got along with my horse really well.
Oh.
They hung together. My black lab and my dad.
In Sweden, drivers are required to have their headlights on at all times, even during daylight.
Okay.
Just so you know, if you're ever headed to Sweden.
We got to put on the lights. That's the Swedish chef.
It's very well done.
Thank very you. Offensive.
Is it offensive?
No.
I don't mean to offend anybody. Well, I'm sorry to all the people out there who are Swedish. I like the Swedish meatballs.
Most trends. She does. She's not lying. She does like your meatballs.
I do. Oh my God. I love your furniture
She'll
store.
Go
you guys
to,
are
yeah.
amazing.
She will eat at IKEA.
I will.
Most trends don't age well.
Oh, like what?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can think of some. Those zebra stretchy pants you used to wear.
What's wrong with those? I still have them.
No,
I love
you
them.
Don't.
I wear them all the time.
I would
They're
love
amazing.
To see that. Wear them to work tomorrow.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
They're too sexy for you.
Oh, is that it?
They're too sexy for those pants. Yeah.
People on social media are talking about the modern trends that everyone will regret in 10 years. I definitely fell for the. I never did the metal hair.
Yeah,
oh, I had with the huge metal down hair. I didn't do that, but I had long hair, and I would use spray and push it back like this, mm-hmm. and then the front would. And it was a full on Duran Duran.
Flock of seagulls.
It was a Duran Duran hairdo, and it was. And I'm embarrassed.
Did you use the Aussie stuff or did you use the stiff stuff? Remember, there were a couple like really good like cement
Aquanet into my hand. Rub it together, and then if I pushed back, right. it would just put the
push
perfect,
and hold.
Like,
it would dry it. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's crazy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Those pictures of me, though, I see. I love them. I'm just like, oh god, dude.
I've seen a couple of those. I was like, oh my god, little Vinny in the '80s.
But at the time, I was supposed to be. Our band was just beginning, and we were. And really, people would call me the epithet F word, and. Girls loved the Duran Duran boys right. and anything associated with it. I was like, I'm surrounded by girls and you're calling me that. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. It's very strange.
But Go ahead. Call me it all day. Totally working out for me.
I'm going to steal your girlfriend, pal. Keep it up.
Her anyway. Name is Rio right. and she dances on the sand. How do you like my hair? Check me out over here. I got eyeliner on.
It is still embarrassing though to see those pictures. I just go, God.
That's great. When you're young, you forgive yourself. You get older and you go, oh, look at me when I was so young and dumb.
Putting your whole life on the internet. This is a trend, modern trend that everyone will regret in 10 years. The worst parts will certainly resurface. And that is one of the things, you know, that, we've seen the changing times already and people getting caught in them.
Yeah.
So what? Where will we be in 10 years? I can't tell you, but I'm sure we're continuing on that slippery slope they talk about.
No question. I mean, it's not like we're getting cagier with it. Everyone talks about privacy all the time, and yet everyone's putting all their stuff out there still. And then we just find out today you can't have your location services on.
Now, I don't know what this one means. You may need to tell me. Filming kids' worst moments for internet clout.
Oh, no, that's what people do know. There's one called Bad Moms. I mean, there's probably a zillion of them. I follow a couple of them because it's people will, anytime their kid's doing anything, the parent films it because they're hoping to go viral. You know, it's what whatever
Are
funny thing
filming?
Your kid did.
Oh, it's a...
And then they send them to these sites. And then these sites have millions of followers. And they will put, they're like, oh my God, you know, here's a thing from this person or some funny comment or whatever.
What I've seen are the kid fails. Like when a kid falls down or, I mean,
yes.
something that's like not something.
No, it's
the
not
kids,
always
the kid's crying.
Awesome. Right.
But the parent is
the parent's
going
like,
viral.
This is hilarious. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at my dumb kid run into a screen door.
There's one that I saw and the reason I followed the, I think I've bad mom or bad parents or whatever. The kid is they're feeding her something and she hates it. She's going, she's like this little cute little girl. She's like, no, it's fine.
She's retching.
She's like, but her cheeks are just bulging out. Like, and it's just the funny, I've watched it 5,000 times. And it's just on one of those sort of, it's like an amalgamation of all everybody's videos. It's like sending it into America's Funniest Home Videos or something.
I follow like Kook Slams or something.
Oh yeah.
And
it's
is
like
in
that,
fact
but-
people... sending in videos of their worst wipeouts.
Right.
But I'm a little surprised. I haven't seen the kid fails, but that does
there's
sound.
There's probably for every genre there's like the blooper reel, you know.
I'm a big dog guy. I like to watch dog videos. Yeah. Oh. And there, I get tons of videos of dogs taking kids out. Like that's like the parents filming the dog running up and slamming the kid to the ground. And they're like,
oh my God, hilarious.
These are modern trends that everyone will regret in 10 years. Putting your whole life on the internet, filming kids' worst moments for internet clout. Those will also resurface for that kid.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Depends what it is, I guess.
Who is the guy? It was the baby on the cover of the Nirvana record that went worldwide and made them, you know, billionaires or whatever they became.
Right.
That kid sued because his wiener was on the cover of...
He's like, yeah, you guys like sex trafficked me.
You ruined
all
my
over.
Life.
Meanwhile, he's got a tattoo of the cover.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he's 30 and broke. And he's like, I think I can make some money off of this.
They didn't pay him, though.
Good. They shouldn't.
Bullying teachers out of a profession seems to be a thing.
Oh, what?
I don't know that to be a modern trend. I absolutely... adore the people who put time into my children. I do.
I don't understand what that even means.
Well, there are a lot of teachers who, if they give a grade to a kid and it's not a good grade, the the parent comes in and says, you're changing that. That happens. I've heard this. We get this stuff all the time where teachers are fully tortured.
They were such fully, like, authority figures when I was growing up. If my teacher said something, my mom would be like, oh, my God, she did what? That was, you know, and then I was in trouble. Stupid teacher telling on me.
Devaluing craftsmanship.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
We have become a trash it society.
Just throw it away. Get another one.
I was thinking about this actually not that long ago. You know, I have a Clippers. And as Clippers dull, my mindset is, well, I guess I got to get a new pair.
Set of Clippers.
I'm sure there are people who in the olden days would pull the blade out, sharpen it, put it back, and you've got a whole new life for those Clippers.
I wonder, do you ever see those things where they've set up a sign and it says, you know, hey, I'm sharpening scissors and knives today.
I
bet you anything you could take it there.
I just got to find where that guy's next.
Right. Where his next stop is.
Pop-up store is. Yeah.
There's a guy near my house. There's like a little shed and every now and then he's set up there. And it's like right by this gardening center or something.
These are trends that they say, they don't age well and we'll regret it years down the line. Hmm. Getting advice from TikTok influencers instead of actual experts.
Yeah, don't do that.
Cosmetic surgeries and procedures, specifically buccal fat removal.
Oh.
It's this.
Oh, well.
It pulls your, it's so the buccal fat is this
jowl?
between your cheekbone and your neckline.
Oh, okay.
And it pulls, if they pull that out, it sharpens your face.
Ah.
It's that Iggy Pop look everybody wants.
This. If I pull my face back just a little bit, then all the lines around my mouth go away.
Face tattoos are on the list. You and your, you do that all the time.
Because it looks so much better.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Giving your children unfettered access to technology.
Don't do
this
that.
Is a fight we currently are like.
They're
we
saying
are in the
you're going to regret that
of that fight.
That's not too surprising, is it?
Well, I mean, I really do think that there are people out there who go, I don't. In my house, both parents work. I realize you're probably thinking what I'm doing in the moment is not exactly work, but it is.
So-called work.
It's a long commute and I'm gone for a chunk of the day.
Right.
And then my wife works. So I can totally see where people maybe just a little lazier than us would be like, just take the iPad and disappear for a couple hours. I'm busy.
On my phone.
I can see it.
Sure.
I can totally see it.
Oh my God, absolutely. Children are exhausting.
Giving kids terrible names.
Oh.
Sending DNA to a random company.
It's too late for me. We all do that?
Yep.
Great.
Having an OnlyFans.
Oh, well, you know, the problem is that only the tiniest percentage of people are really making good money there. But you're thinking, you know, now you're just going further and further and further for your, even if you had 1,000 followers, you're not getting rich off of that.
Well, if they're spending $6 a month, you're making a decent.
All right. So $6,000 a month. So, okay. You're making, you know. What is that, 72 grand for the year?
Just don't ever open up the request lines on the OnlyFans account. You're really going to find yourself in trouble.
Well, they're going to be like, I'm going to stop paying for you if you don't do this. I mean, yuck. Now you're a porn star. Like, what are you doing? Don't do that.
Or worse.
Right. It can get worse
now
than
you're
that.
Harming yourself in the name of, you know, keeping these people entertained.
Right.
More feet stuff.
Oh, foot stuff. I would be like, yeah, you could look at my feet all day. Fantastic. What are you going to pay me for that? I'm up in the prices.
These are trends that people are saying, you'll regret this in 10 or 15 years.
All right.
The broccoli haircut, buying NFTs, buying a Cybertruck. People like their Cybertrucks. I know that Elon has become enemy number one, but I see those and just go, okay, well, you feel good about it.
Sure. Dumb. Have fun driving your steel prism.
Weird, square.
Stupid. Stainless steel.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, retired teacher here. There is very little respect left for us.
So
the thing
lame.
That students say to teachers now would shock you beyond belief. Parents back their kids no matter what, and we have absolutely no recourse. They are so entitled and misguided. So sad. I've followed and loved you guys for decades.
That is sad. Because that's where you're there to learn, not just like your ABCs, but how to behave in life. If your mom and dad are coming to your rescue and you're saying incredibly disrespectful things to these former authority figures in the world, like these are your teachers. They have to be respected. What's this world coming to? Get off my lawn.
Sending in videos of your fails to a site that publishes them is way different than sending in embarrassing stuff about your kids. To me, it's borderline child abuse to post a picture of your kid either physically or mentally in pain. Yeah, I don't see what you're talking. I haven't seen those pages, but I definitely see that. I just saw one where a guy's on a skateboard going down a hill. Mm-hmm. Which always, I've done that a million times. It's so sketchy. You jump off and you can't run fast enough and you just end up leaving skin on the cement. Mm-hmm. And this guy is riding down a hill and I'm starting to go like, oh. And I know there's
a fall.
He got
like a GoPro on?
No. Okay. Someone's behind him.
Oh boy.
Taking video and he's going down a hill. He's got no pads on, no helmet. Mm-hmm. But he's doing good. He's cruising.
And he's weaving back and forth like he's going on a ski
cruising,
run.
He's just cruising And I'm getting that, oh God, when does it happen and what's going to happen? And a cat runs out in front of him and he clips like and just boom. You couldn't have known. How would you know the orange cat's going to come out of nowhere?
How's the cat?
The cat's fine. The cat kept running. The kid ate it and left, as I mentioned, the skin on the cement.
Ugh. I don't want to see that. Oh boy. You were also like, what was it called? Like Fail Farm or something.
That's gone.
Yeah.
They don't even have that
because
anymore.
Because you know why? Because I saw people die on that. I'm like, I don't think you can put snuff videos on Instagram. I'm pretty sure someone just died in that one.
Some of those motorcycle falls
I can't. I'm not doing that.
Right.
I can't look at that. Unfollow.
For a while there, it was really fun though.
No. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, you know what? We're going to give away Bottle Rock passes. And then I've got that story about Justin Baldoni. After this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.